Welcome to the Change Your World Virtual Summit Mindset and Let's Get Ready for 2016 event. This is brought to you today by the Public Speakers Association. And I'm so excited to introduce to you Fox Speier. Fox, why don't you take it from here?
Sure thing, Tanya. Thank you very much. Hello, all. My name is Fox Speier, like Tanya said. I am a school teacher, a coach, and this year I had a book out called Letter Kindling, Igniting, Inspiring, and Evoking the Fire Within. It's a compilation of thought-provoking and motivational poems. I want to, if you are broken, to mend your broken soul today. If you're walking, I want you to walk taller and feel better about yourself and not to give up on yourself. So that's the message in all of these poems. So why not get started? This road to success, whatever you're trying to achieve, let me tell you, from experience, I know it's not a clear path of asphalt. It's got potholes. It has branches, boulders, rocks. The road to success is not paved. One of the first ones in my book called Letter Kindling. Here we go. Even if tough times last, tough people, they last longer. And as you go down that mogul-ridden path, let your faith grow stronger. If you fall off the horse, get up, get back on the saddle. Victory Highway is not smooth sailing, for that road is a constant uphill battle. Even if positive thoughts don't work, negative thoughts, they'll kill you. Keep your mind, your body, your soul on high alert. You'll never know the heights you'll take yourself to. So keep one hand on the wheel and one foot on the gas. These struggles you face, they are real, and you can tell them to kiss your you-know-what. That's the road to success is not paved. Again, my name is Fox Speier, and the book is called Letter Kindling, Igniting, Inspiring, and Evoking the Fire Within. You can take a look at it off my website, Fox, F-O-X, K, Beyer, B-E-Y-E-R, .com. It's got brilliant illustrations from a good buddy of mine, like Tanya said. His name is Stephen Whetstone. That's Stephen with a V, Whetstone, spelled W-H-E-T-S-T-O-N-E. Please give him a follow on Instagram and Facebook. Now, this road to success is not paved, okay? You can get there one victorious step at a time. You can't have it all at once, but you can do it one step at a time. And with that, I'll give you a poem called Step. Step, you are idle no more. Step, pick yourself up off the floor. Step, get up out of your seat. Step, you will not lie there in defeat. Step, in mind and in body, a winning tranquility. Step, without movement there is no possibility. Step, each pace equals a seed. Step, in the world's largest sequoia tree. Step, one by one they'll amass. Step, Corfield passes down a victory path. So again, down this road to success which is not paved, you can't have it all at once, but you can have it one victorious step at a time. Goal setting is so important. We need to remember that when you set goals, they can be adjusted, and they can be adjusted throughout the day. So why not, if you achieve your goal during the day, why not go beyond the beyond? I got the idea of this poem from a situation that happened back when I was in college at the University of South Carolina. Go Gamecocks. It was between a friend of mine, John Dudley, and my baseball coach's wife, Ms. Karen Tanner. John had torn his ACL. And Miss Karen is basically a doctor, but she's also a great motivator. And she told him point blank, John, if you want to beat this, you have to stretch yourself to the point of tears every day. In other words, go beyond the beyond. So people, again, if you reach your goal set for you or set up by somebody else for you during the day, raise the bar. With that, I give you the poem Beyond the Beyond. Start the bar high and raise it. Stretch yourself to the limit so much you can't take it. Whatever you're facing, it's in trouble. Anything you do, it's on the double. Ready, set, on your mark. You've got the keys and you're double parked. Ready yourself for the ultimate spectacle. Strap it on and create your own miracles. Be the best human you ever knew. A story all can aspire to. People, go beyond the beyond. Again, when you set goals and you reach them, raise the bar throughout the day. You can't have success all at once, but you can have it one victorious step at a time down this road to success, which is not paved. All poems from the book that I wrote called Letter Kindling, Igniting, Inspiring, and Evoking the Fire Within, available off my website, Fox, F-O-X, like the animal, K-Beyer, B-E-Y-E-R.com. Now, difficulties in life, they are meant to be overcome. You, like you said, you're going to have potholes. You're going to have branches, trees in your way. But with time, they can disappear. In other words, it comes down to the character of the man. Adversity might build character, but for sure it reveals it. With that, I'll give you a poem that I've written called It Comes Down to the Character of the Man. What I write, I find true, but hard to believe. Often we're prone simply to judge by what we see, but looking closer with true eye exertion, I find the tougher the challenge, the more special the person. Many throw punches, but who are the ones 1,000 times they get hit, and after that last blow, fall right on their back? They look up, they get up, they get right back on track. Knockdowns, they have them in trillions, but they are married to a trait called resilience. They know as life comes and passes, they take great satisfaction at arising from the ashes. What I write, I find true, but hard to believe. Often we're prone to judge simply by what we see. But looking closer with true eye exertion, I find the tougher the challenge, the more special the person. Down this road to success, difficulties are meant to be overcome. If you reach your goals again during the day, don't be afraid to raise the bar and go beyond the beyond. You can't have it all at once. But people, you can have it one victorious step at a time down this road to success that is not paved. I gave you there a poem called The Tougher the Challenge, the More Special the Person, but it also comes down to the character of the man. That was the poem I was supposed to give you before, but I gave you a different one. But why not keep the same theme? Obstacles are meant to be overcome. So here we go. It comes down to the character of the man. You do or you don't, you will or you won't, you have one life. Sometimes you decide. But what happens, people, when life's events, they don't make sense? Everything's on the contrary, not in the schedule or itinerary. Dive in and swim. It's time to find out what lies within, because when you're dealt a second-rate hand, it comes down to the character of the man. The elevator is closed, people, take the stairs. You don't have time to care. It's not about ifs or buts. Fall down twice, three times, stand up. Battle tested and been through wars, it's the diamond you most adore. Every day you approach with conviction, there's nothing you know more than friction. Dive in and swim, it's time to find out what lies within, because when you're dealt a second-rate hand, people, it comes down to the character of the man. Again, difficulties are meant to be overcome. If you reach your goals during a day, don't be afraid to raise the bar and go beyond the beyond. You can't have it all. But you can have it one victorious step at a time down this road to success, which is not paved. Again, my name is Fox Beyer. I've come out with a book called Letter Kindling, Igniting, Inspiring, and Evoking the Fire Within. It's available off my website at Fox, F-O-X, K, Beyer, B-E-Y-E-R.com. Illustrations by Stephen Whetstone, a very good buddy of mine. Stephen with a V. Whetstone, W-H-E-T-S-T-O-N-E. Please give him a follow on Instagram and Facebook. He's doing brilliant work. Going back to my message of mending your broken soul and rising from the ashes and not giving up on yourself, take pride in the comeback. One of my college baseball coaches, Jim Thoman, who is now the head coach at Liberty University, used to impose this on me. I know PRIDE as an acronym standing for Personal Responsibility in Daily Effort. I give you now the poem PRIDE from the book Letter Kindling. PRIDE, as said to me by Coach Storm, PRIDE should grow in you from the day you were born. PRIDE, without question, it's all personal. PRIDE, omnipresent and eternal. PRIDE, for all your actions you are accountable. Pride, for all your actions, you are responsible. Pride, in doing what you say, have credibility. Pride, and it begins with consistent effort. Pride, a lack of it, you will mourn. Pride, so people, take the bull by the horns. Take pride in the comeback, people. Understand that difficulties are there to be overcome. If you meet your goals during a day, raise the bar and go beyond the beyond. You can't have it all at once, but you can have it one victorious step at a time down this road to success that is not paved. Also remember, take advantage of opportunities, people. people give to you for success. Keyword, initiative. This is where I got it from. My first college baseball game as a team manager in 1998. My job was to film the game. I thought I did a pretty good job. Okay? I go up to the coach's room, give a tape to head coach Ray Tanner, and he looks at me and he says, I-N-I-T-I-A-T-I-V-E. He spelled the word initiative. He got some tape. He wrote the name of the game and a date on it. His message, Fox, you know all the right things to do. You don't have to be told how to do them. I need these VHS tapes labeled. By saying VHS, you all know that I'm pretty old, but so what? Take initiative and take advantage of opportunities people give you for success. With that, I give you the poem, Initiative, from the book Letter Kindling. Initiative, the Tsar once told us. Initiative, before practice even began. Initiative is essential to becoming a man. Initiative, he spelled it. It came out quite surly. Initiative, gang, he said, on time is 15 minutes early. Initiative, before we met him, he knew. Initiative, because he said, your reputation precedes you. Initiative, life was always on the go. Initiative, we better have our ducks in a row. Initiative, so began the season. Initiative, before we knew it, packed up and leaving. Initiative, enjoy it, gang, before long. Initiative, those years dead and gone. Take advantage of opportunities people give you to have success. Take pride at arising from the ashes. Take pride in the comeback. Difficulties are there to be overcome. If you meet your goals for the day, don't be afraid to raise the bar and go beyond the beyond. You can't have it all, but you can have it one victorious step at a time down this road to success that is not paved. All poems today, people, from the book Letter Kindling, Igniting, Inspiring, and Evoking the Fire Within, off my website, foxkbuyer.com. You can take a look and purchase a copy if you'd like. It's got brilliant illustrations from a good buddy of mine, a fellow Gamecock, Mr. Stephen Whetstone. Again, Stephen with a V, Whetstone spelled W-H-E-T-S-T-O-N-E. Please give him a follow on Facebook and Instagram. He's doing brilliant work. There is a reason why we have two eyes, two ears, and one mouth. We can learn by watching and listening, and we can even learn from people what not to do. With that, I give you a poem called Observe. Observe, two eyes and one mouth. Observe, you know what this poem's about. Observe, verbal bondage has no place. Observe, this is not a race. Observe, no such thing as a lead. Observe, no need to make your ears bleed. Observe our beautiful everywhere land. Observe the rocks and the sand. Observe the tantalizing sunset. Observe, much is far from over yet. Observe, the dock could be hollow. Observe, the water could be shallow. Observe, you own what you see. Observe, people, your thoughts, tell me. Observation is such a key in to having success because you can learn from people even if it's what not to do. Take advantage of the opportunities you have to have success. You know all the right things to do. Go out there and do them. Difficulties are there, and they're meant to be overcome. If you meet goals during a day, don't be afraid to raise the bar and go beyond the beyond. You can't have it all at once, but you can have it one victorious step at a time. And remember again, this road to success, whatever it is for you, is not paved. Very, very important, I think, to practice integrity. Integrity, again, to me, is doing what is right, even when no one is watching. With that, I give you a poem called He Looks Back at Me and Says. And it's the very first poem in my book called Letter Kindling, Igniting, Inspiring, and Evoking the Fire Within. It's 6:30 in the a.m., and the snooze has become my friend. Soon I see myself in the mirror. He looks back at me and says, Fox, have you done all you can do? Are you ready for what is to come? Are you thankful for all you have been given? As would say Decent Son, do you realize responsibility that comes with the pleasure of success? You must be a man of integrity to always be at your best. And no matter there are no cameras and that you are alone under this roof, you can hide sometimes from the outside world, but me, the mirror, guess what? I always see the truth. Practice integrity. Doing what is right, even when no one is watching. Watch what people do, because you can learn even what if it's what not to do from people. You know all the right things to do. Go out there and do them. You're powerful beyond measure. Difficulties are there to be overcome. If you meet your goals during the day, raise the bar. You can't have it all at once, but you can have it one victorious step at a time and realize the road to success is not paved. I hope through all these, I'm able to build you up. To read this book and to know this book is to know me. Reflection is so, so important, and humor can be a good weapon. Retrospect is key. What do you see in retrospect? From that, what can you do better? With that, I give you a poem called Retrospect from my book, Letter Kindling. Retrospect, it always tells the truth. Retrospect, now I see clearly my youth. Retrospect, I was young and I was dumb. Retrospect, or just a kid having fun. Retrospect, dear God, why did I wear that hat? Retrospect, why did I get angry over that? Retrospect, Mom and Dad, this place, I'm sick of it. Retrospect, Mom and Dad, you're right, now I miss it. Retrospect, I was always looking for something more. Retrospect, now to the time and the place that I most adore. Retrospect, time goes by way too fast. Retrospect, I'm so glad to still have a past. Reflect, what can you do better in retrospect? Observe, because you can learn what not to do and what to do from other people. Take initiative. You know all the right things to do. Go out there and do them. Difficulties are there to overcome. If you meet your goals during the day, go beyond the beyond. You can't have it all at once, but you can have it one victorious step at a time and realize this road to success is not paved. Try new things. You don't realize how good you are. This poem adjusts. Two things come to mind when I read this poem. One is I wrote it thinking about my sister Julie. We were having dinner one night, and she just couldn't change the meal that she was eating. It was always a certain chicken dish. And I got inspired and wrote this. It also makes me think about Jim Thoman, one of my college baseball coaches, again, who used to write MTA on his cap, below the bill of his cap, meaning make the adjustment. With that, I give you a poem called Adjust from my book, Letter Kindling, illustrations by Stephen Whetstone, available off my website, foxkbuyer.com. In days of yore, it was such a fuss. I could not find it within myself to adjust. Tried as I must, I could not adjust. Stuck in my routine, rigid even in my dreams, my life defined by structure, one misstep away from destruction, never giving into the spontaneous or anything that might be extraneous, focused on my task like a laser beam, no time this day, not a second to daydream. I must make myself into a man and pull myself out of this routine quicksand. Why can't I understand that life is what happens when you're making plans? In days of yore, it was such a fuss. I could not find it within myself to adjust. Tried as I must, I could not adjust. So, number 12, try again. You can adjust. Make adjustments throughout the day. Practice integrity. Do what's right even when no one is watching. Reflect. What can you do better in retrospect? You can observe what not to do from other people. You know all the right things to do. Go out there and do them. Difficulties are there to overcome. If you reach your goals during the day, raise the bar and go beyond the beyond. You can't have it all at once, but you can have it one victorious step at a time down this road to success, which we all know is not paved. A couple more for you. This one is called Breathe. Think, okay? And all you do sometimes, I have to do something to get an idea, is just breathe and be yourself. Breathe. Two rules. Inhale, exhale. Breathe. You are the one that prevails. Breathe. Create your own rhythm. Breathe. Doesn't it feel great to create your own microcosm? Breathe. Whether your pace is slow or fast. Breathe. Let the air in your lungs amass. Breathe. A chance in seconds to come clean. Breathe. Your own composer you can be. So people, breathe and create your own key. Breathe. Practice integrity. Look back, what can you do better? Observe, you can learn from people even if it's what not to do. If you know all the right things to do, go out there and do them. Take initiative. difficulties are there to be overcome. If you meet your goals during the day, go beyond the beyond. You can't have it all at once, but you can have it one victorious step at a time down this road to success, which is not paved. Again, all poems today from my book, Letter Kindling, Igniting, Inspiring, Evoking the Fire Within, available off my website, Fox, F-O-X, K, Beyer, B-E-Y-E-R.com. Illustrations principally from my great friend, fellow Gamecock, Stephen Whetstone, Stephen with a V, Whetstone spelled W-H-E-T-S-T-O-N-E. Please give him a follow on Facebook and Instagram. He is a brilliant artist and a better person. Two more today. All of this, this road to success, where does it start? In that space between your ears. And I give you a poem called The It Is the Attitude, inspired by my high school baseball coach, Mr. Doug Chambers. It might be hard to spot talent, but it's harder to spot confidence. Those who have the it, that toughness in abundance. Who are the ones from when they wake up? It's not about their speed, power, or agility. It is their mental makeup that we marvel at with such humility. Ante up. The chips are down. They got him one time, and they are lucky. About this it, it has no sound. Next time around, he's the goods. He's the money. Is it in his food? No, people. The it is his attitude. Again, all from the book Letter Kindling. It's about your attitude. Practice integrity. Reflect. What can you do better? You know all the right things to do. Go out there and do them. Difficulties are there to be overcome. If you reach your goals during a day, go beyond the beyond. Raise the bar. You can't have it all at once, but you can have it one victorious step at a time down this road to success, which is not paved. Again, my name is Fox Beyer. The book is Letter Kindling, Igniting, Inspiring, Invoking the Fire Within, available off my website, foxkbeyer.com. I have one more for you all today. It's called The Greatest Currency You Can Have. I hope to everyone listening that one of their principal goals for success overall is overall impact on people, because as you'll hear in this poem, to me, there's no greater success than the impact, the positive impact you have on other people. So I give you the greatest currency you can have. All your life, you push to the limit. You hope and you wish for a salary that's six digits. Wanting to be better than anybody you ever knew. Wanting the cash, the cake, and the glue. Wanting it all through every minute, second, and passing hour. It's the coin, the coin, the coin that has the power. But time fades and memories pass. So I ask you, which is the currency that lasts? Is it the bank, your cash? My friend, I'm afraid it's those things that don't last. What about time and advice you've passed on to family and friends? I think it's those things that don't have an end. I've come to one conclusion, all you lads. Your impact on each other is the greatest currency you can ever have. Thank you, guys. My name is Fox Beyer again, F-O-X-B-E-Y-E-R, Fox like the animal. The book is called Letter Kindling, Igniting, Inspiring, Evoking the Fire Within, available off my website, foxkbeyer.com, F-O-X-K-B-E-Y-E-R.com. Illustrations from Stephen Whetstone. That's Stephen with a V and Whetstone spelled W-H-E-T-S-T-O-N-E. He's brilliant. Please give him a follow on Facebook or Instagram. I will talk at you all later. Tanya, back to you.